concerning this chapter of the importance of following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the hadith that we had read, that after eating a person should lick his fingers, clean his plate also properly. With regard to that, a further explanation. Food may be broken down into four portions. When we eat, you can break down the food into four portions. That which has been eaten, that is one part. That which remains on the fingers, that's the second part. That which remains in the utensil, that's the third part. And that which falls onto the ground, out of the plate on the ground, that's the fourth part. This hadith teaches us to consume all these portions of food. What was in the plate, what was on our fingers, what we ate, and what falls down off. There are many advantages in licking the fingers after eating. One benefits from the blessings contained in food. After eating and licking one's fingers, one is the barakat that is in the food that remains on the fingers. A person gets that barakat. It is an expression of gratitude for the bounty of food. It is that a person shows his appreciation. And it is all the little food that makes the whole big food. That is, the plate does not get full of food, but all small portions. So if a person doesn't look after the small, then he won't have the big amount also. So even that little must be appreciated as the whole big amount is appreciated. It is an expression of gratitude for the bounty of food. A person shows to Allah Ta'ala that he is in need of every favor of Allah Ta'ala, and that he appreciates every bit. On one occasion, when Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was eating his food, and one small piece like a pea or one seed fell out of the plate, he looked for it but he could not find it. Then he asked some children who were playing there to look for it. They found it, he cleaned it, and then he ate it. Then when he went to the Khanqah, he told them this is what had happened. And he asked them, do you know why did I take all the trouble for that one little pea or one little rice grain? And then he explained that we are deeply in need of all ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And when we show our appreciation, Allah Ta'ala gives us much more. So we should appreciate every bit of the food. On one occasion, when our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had just arrived in our country, he had tea. And after having the tea, he cleaned the cup also with his finger. On that I asked him, Hazrat, that so much you are, even the little tea that is left after drinking the whole cup properly, he first said that this is like a hudu, excessiveness from my side. And then he explained, we are in need of every bit of every ni'mat of Allah. And it is the little that makes the lot. If there is no little, you won't find anything whatsoever. So we should show our appreciation for all ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Throwing away excess food is a sign of pride and a declaration of ingratitude for the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. When a person just allows food to be wasted, that is the plate, about it, there's still a lot of food left in the plate or on the fingers, and we just go and wash them without licking our fingers first, then it is all just throwing away the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and it shows that we are not appreciating it. And Allah says clearly in the Quran Sharif, in وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you show your disappreciation, my punishment is very severe. Then we get deprived of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And it is also a sign of pride, that when we don't want to eat that food, that is that little food that it is a sign of pride, and pride is one of the most serious spiritual diseases that a person can have, and a declaration of ingratitude for Allah's bounties. And it is an open show that we make na shukri. We don't appreciate the namats of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. From other narrations we learn that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate with three fingers. The middle finger, the index finger and the thumb. This is also one very important sunnah which we should try and adopt. It shows a person, when a person eats with all his five fingers, it's a sign like of greediness and a sign of a person being not cultured and nurtured, like he's a raw, wild person. Whereas eating with three fingers, it shows that a person hasn't made food his object in life and is just eating as a necessity. Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi explained that the middle finger should be licked first, then the index finger, and lastly the thumb. In that order, we should lick our fingers after eating. First we should lick the middle finger, and then the index finger, and then the thumb. The middle finger is the longest, and generally is soiled the most, and it is to be licked first. Because the middle finger is where all the food mostly is, so therefore a person should first lick that finger and then the others. The blessings of food become manifest when it is a source of nourishment. It is consumed and not wasted, and it grants one the strength to engage in acts of worship. The barakat of food, a person comes to notice it when a person gets nourished with the food. He finds strength in his body. He finds he can do his work easily. He's got strength. And it is consumed and not wasted. The food should be eaten up and not just wasted. There are various ways of food being wasted. When just leaving it, we find commonly also with students at the madrasas, also other places, they take food to their rooms and they just leave it lying around. Afterward, it goes rotten and it just brings all ants and all cockroaches, etc., gather also. And even at home, we should be careful whether even if the food is kept in the fridge, it shouldn't be that we forget about it, and the food just becomes old and stale there. Food should be always respected and honored, even the small amounts. No matter how much Allah has given us, and our fridges are full, our grocery cupboards are full, but food should not be, it shows a sign that we don't need it. We should always appreciate and always think of the poor and the needy. And it gives strength to engage one in the acts of worship. Another point is that hadith proves that shaitan exists and eats food also. When we are eating, shaitan is there with us, and what falls out and we don't eat it, shaitan then eats it. And we are strengthening our enemy in that way. If it is not possible to remove any dirt or impurity that might have become attached to the food even after washing it, then it should be fed to an animal and not left for shaitan to consume. Food that has fallen out of the plate, it has fallen on the ground and we cannot clean it, then we should not leave it for shaitan, but clean it as much as we can and then give it to some animal, a cat, a dog, etc. Let them eat it and not leave it for shaitan. Food is a great ni'mat of Allah, and every ni'mat, as we appreciate the big part of the ni'mat, we should also appreciate the small parts of it. And that is the sign of a person being cultured and his islah having been made. And when we eat in a way that we leave the plate dirty, the place around the plate dirty, we hold the dasturkhan in a complete mess, We leave it. That is not a sign of a person whose islah has been made. So we can see from here that it is how much of islah a person requires, even as far as eating is concerned. That we shouldn't waste in eating also. Whatever we have, don't leave, for example, half a cup of tea for waste, or even just a quarter cup, we shouldn't leave it for waste. In the plate, many people dish out more than what they can eat, and then they can't eat it and just leave it like that for waste. That is not the way of a believer at all. A believer will take little bit at a time and eat also little. He doesn't overeat also, and he doesn't make food his object. A person should also learn to control the amount that he eats. He shouldn't be just eating all the time huge, huge amounts of food. That is very unhealthy, and it is not the way of a believer. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a mu'min eats in one stomach while a kafir eats in seven stomachs. What it means, that a kafir eats seven times more than what a believer eats. They have their object. In fact, they have competitions of who can eat more. That is not the way of a believer. We should try and consume the smallest amount, of course not so little that we become weak and we cannot function properly. But we should not make food our object. We should not love to eat, but we should eat to love. How much we need, so much we should eat. Food and for eating, and the method of eating requires also great training for a person. Then he will be able to eat properly and is a believer. Just from how a person eats, a person can see whether a person's islah is made or not. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn all aspects of our deen and live according to the sunnah in every aspect of our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana.